News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
The Executive Board of the International Monetary Fund, IMF, has approved the disbursement of $39.7 million to Jamaica under the Extended Fund Facility Agreement. A press release from the IMF issued Wednesday outlined that the approval followed the completion of the ninth review of Jamaica's performance under the agreement. Deputy Managing Director and Acting Chairman Zhu commended the government for its commitment to the Extended Fund Facility, noting that program performance is on track and structural reforms have progressed broadly on schedule. He also pointed out that macroeconomic fundamentals continue to strengthen, inflation is at a historical low, and the current account is improving, aided by declining oil prices. Mr. Zhu says the country's improved credit ratings are indicative of growing investor confidence in Jamaica's reform program. The deputy managing director is encouraging the government to move forward with public sector reforms to improve the efficiency of government services. He says it's also important to continue strengthening fiscal revenue by reforming customs and tax administration and broadening the tax base. Junior Science, Technology, Energy and Mining Minister Julian Robinson says the government continues to undertake several programs to reduce the country's energy bill and improve the electricity regulatory framework. He says the passing of the Electricity Act in August this year is an indication of government's commitment to modernize the energy landscape. Additionally, Minister Robinson says the implementation of renewable projects across the island, inclusive of solar panels and wind turbines, should result in a reduction in the country's energy bill.
As a government, we are committed to the renewable energy sector. We have set a goal of achieving 20% of our energy generated by renewables by the year 2030. We believe it's actually a conservative goal and we would want to exceed that.
Minister Robinson was speaking at the commissioning of energy systems at the Port Royal Marine Lab earlier this week. Discussions are underway for the resumption of the tourist rail service from Montego Bay to Appleton Estate in St. Elizabeth. Tourism and Entertainment Minister Dr. Wickham McNeil says his ministry is in talks with the Ministry of Transport, Works and Housing to get the trains back on track.
We had a meeting inclusive of the Port Authority and others, and we are looking at reopening that element. We think it is important. We think certainly for Montego Bay, it can be one of those marquee attractions, and we're looking forward to seeing how we can reopen this one.
The Appleton Express, which offered visitors a chance to tour the rum estate and factory by train, ceased operations over two decades ago. And Labour and Social Security Minister Derek Kellyer says the government will continue to improve programs being offered to the elderly population. These include the Jamaica Drug for the Elderly Program, National Health Fund, National Insurance Scheme NIS, NI Gold Health Scheme for NIS pensioners, and free health care at public hospitals. Minister Kellyer was speaking at the launch of Senior Citizens Week to be observed September 27 to October 3. He says activities planned for the observance are designed to improve health in the aging population.
This objective is not beyond us as a developing society, especially if we refrain from viewing aging as a burden. The government is of the view that by showcasing practical examples of health promotion interventions and making available key resources about healthy aging, we can successfully build solid awareness of the steps required to make healthy aging a reality.
Senior Citizens Week will be observed under the theme Healthy Aging is the Desirable Goal. Activate your action plan now. Those were some of the top stories making news this week. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
Are you registered to vote? If not, don't miss your chance to get on the next voters list. The deadline for registration is Wednesday, September 30. Persons not registered by September 30 for the November voters list cannot be added before May 2016. To get registered, simply visit the EOJ constituency office nearest you. For more information, call us at 922-0425-9 or visit ecj.com.jm. Remember, voting is your right.